Since 2006, a group called the Trombones of the St. Louis Symphony has presented innovative programs to audiences in St. Louis and beyond. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter sat down with three of the group's four members.
The quartet will be performing Tuesday, April the 19th at the Sheldon Concert Hall. On the program, two world premieres, a commissioned work, and a new arrangement of Radiohead's Everything in Its Right Place. The Trombones of the St. Louis Symphony are Tim Myers, Jerry Pagano, Amanda Stewart, and John Raycraft. All but John are here now. Welcome to you.
Hi, Steve.
Good to see all of you. All four of you are trombonists with the St. Louis Symphony, and Tim, I'm not sure you might be the senior member?
I certainly am. I've been in the symphony since 1983.
Mm-hmm. And you're the principal trombonist.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And Jerry, what about you?
I feel like a senior. I'm old, that's for sure.
Today or in general?
Every day.
Okay.
20 years in the orchestra.
Oh, really?
Actually, this is my 21st.
Yep. Wow. And Amanda, you're the newbie, I guess, a couple of years?
Yeah, this is just my second season.
And previous to here, you're with the San Antonio Symphony.
That's correct.
Were you there a long time?
I was there for 8 years.
8 years. Yeah. Well, I understand, as someone told me, as in fact these guys, that you've just been tenured by the St. Louis Symphony, so congratulations. That means you're in.
I'm in. They can't get rid of me now.
No.
Yeah.
As a recent outsider, I guess, tell me briefly about the reputation of the St. Louis Symphony and what it kind of means to you to be part of it now.
Sure. I think the biggest thing that St. Louis is known for is just its excellence, really high-quality playing, great orchestra. And then the other thing that separates, I feel like, St. Louis from other orchestras is the fact that people like each other. It makes it a lot easier, in my opinion, to make great music together if you have great camaraderie.
And I'm sensing, I can just tell, that the four of you, which includes John, who's not here, have become pretty close due to this?
Yeah, when Jonathan arrived 10 years ago, and our former colleague Steve Lang was here, who's now in Boston, we said, you know, we really have to play quartets. It's kind of a college thing, you know, and there are a lot of pieces and arrangements, but we just liked being together and playing together. And now we've got Amanda here, and that was not a requirement of her audition to get in the St. Louis Symphony because our group has always been the four people in the trombone section. But it sure has worked out. So,
And Jerry, the four of you, or the four trombonists, have a couple of CDs at least.
Right. Well, we have one with Steve, which is, I'm not sure exactly now, I'm going to forget it, when it came out. It's called 4.1. And then while we had Vanessa Frelick here for 3 years, she was in the orchestra. Now she's in Toronto. We made another one called Fleur de Lis, which we're going to hear some music from. Mm-hmm. So now with Amanda here, I guess we're destined for another CD. Although this time, they're not going to allow you to move on because our past is, it seems like every time we record with someone, they leave. So we're going to make sure this doesn't happen with Amanda.
So have you got a long-term lease on your place?
Yes.
All right, good. All right, from your CD, Fleur de Lis, this is The Magic Flute. What would you like to say about it?
Well, actually, Mozart wrote 41 symphonies and did not include any trombones. It just wasn't done then, but he did include trombones in some of his operas. This is one of the operas that has trombones. And so when you hear the beginning of the opera and the overture to the opera, you hear the trombones. But we take over and play just the whole darn thing. So. Thank you.
The Trombones of the St. Louis Symphony will perform Tuesday, that's April 19th, at the Sheldon Concert Hall. Three of the four members are here with us today, Amanda Stewart, Jerry Pagano, and Tim Myers. That was beautiful, by the way. And the trombones play Radiohead?
Oh, yeah.
What's that about?
Well, we have a friend, Adam Manis, who you probably know, your listeners probably know,
yes,
who play in the 442s and with the Aaron Bodie Group. Mm-hmm. He's actually written us another piece that we'll play, but he came to us and said, you know, I really want to do an arrangement of this song, Everything in Its Right Place. People keep asking me to do this arrangement, and it's never the right instruments. But he thought, with trombones, it will work. Okay.
You're shaking your head like you weren't on board at first.
Oh, no, I was totally on board. We got together, went to his house, and he wanted to try to recreate the sounds on the original recording, which have lots of, you know, electronic manipulation. And so we're doing all of that live.
Well, Radiohead's not known for their trombone, right?
No.
So why Radiohead and why this particular piece by them? Why does that work?
Well, I think it's just because it was Adam's interest in doing it. But I think for us as a quartet, we're just interested in trying new things. And especially this is like nothing else we've ever done before or tried to do. And I think so there's a challenge in trying to recreate sounds that were computer generated or, you know, some kind of synthesized electronic sounds. And we're going to make them all acoustically. At one point, John's instrument comes into different pieces, and he's playing on just part of the slide with a funnel and blowing into a bucket. Tim's playing piano. I'm dangling some beads over the strings of the piano. And Amanda, what are you doing?
I'm utilizing multiphonics, which is playing and singing at the same time.
Really?
Which can be difficult considering my voice is pitched usually an octave above the normal trombone player.
Is this out of your
probably male.
Just a little out of your comfort zone for you? Or?
You know, I don't have to do multiphonics for auditions, so it's not something that's very typical.
Uh-huh. But that's good. Well, you said something, Jerry, about doing something new or a new way. I forget how you just put it. How important is it to you and your performances to do something new each and every time?
Well, I think that it's almost our responsibility. If we're going to be a trombone quartet that's A, known to trombonists, but B, a viable music group for general music listeners, mm-hmm, we have to do something than something we can find on the shelf at a music store. So we have got a bunch of new arrangements and pieces. That's one of the really important things to me.
Also on the program that night on Tuesday, you're going to have a couple of world premieres.
Right. Right. And some St. Louis premieres. The first part of the concert is going to be each one of us will play a solo with Peter Henderson on piano, except for the one piece that Amanda's playing is unaccompanied, but John and Tim and I are each playing with Peter on piano. And then we'll get all on stage together, collect ourselves, and play some quartets. But the first part is, I think, unique because you get to hear a little bit of our individual personality through not only how we play, but the piece we might choose to play. Uh-huh. And some of those are also premieres. The piece I'm playing, I know, hasn't been played in St. Louis, and I'm not sure about the others.
I know I've played my piece, a piece by Martin Kennedy, who was a composer who was at Wash U for a while.
Yeah, I think when you think about being in the orchestra, the quartet obviously allows us opportunities we don't get sitting in the orchestra, and one of them is to be creative and work with composers and arrange and try and do things that, you know, when you are in a big band like the orchestra we play in, they pretty much tell you what you're playing and where you're going to sit and, right, and what time. And so the quartet really allows us a lot more freedom, and it's enjoyable. I certainly find it one of my more musically enjoyable experiences.
There's going to be a commissioned work, too. What's that?
Well, we have a new piece by Caleb Burhans. He is a member of Alarm Will Sound, who is St. Louis and Alarm Will Sound have sort of adopted each other. And I've become a big fan of his music. It's in the minimalist vein. And our quartet and two other trombone quartets, there are other trombone quartets in the world, were a part of a consortium to commission this piece. And it just turns out it wasn't actually planned that way, that we are getting the first performance.
Let's hear more of your work from the CD we just heard, Fleur de Lis. You have three preludes, and we're going to hear at least one of them right now.
That's right, by George Gershwin. They were originally for piano, and now they're also for trombone quartet.
Again, this was another arrangement by Tim, and he did a fantastic job.
We're talking with Amanda Stewart, Jerry Pagano, and Tim Myers of the Trombones of the St. Louis Symphony. What would be a good question to ask the one member of your quartet that's not here today, John Raycraft? What would I ask him if he were here?
I would go back to that first question you asked us. What did he have for breakfast?
That was before we went on the air.
John is our resident, what we call him, a young archive, because John is amazing. If you're wondering what we played 2 years ago on the first half of the program or what the conductor was, he always remembers amazing amounts of detail like that. I never cease to be amazed, especially since I can often forget the name of my colleague that I'm sitting next to, that he remembers so much.
Mm-hmm. So the question would be some symphony trivia since 2006, and he would probably know.
All right, we'll have to get him back on here then. Just to wrap up then, Tim, the St. Louis Low Brass Collective, several of you, if not all of you, are involved in that, right?
Well, that's something that Jerry really started just doing on his own, which was to present classes and concerts, and they were mostly for his students at first when he taught at UMSL, and then it became a lot of work, and so I got involved, and we made it into a nonprofit. And now it presents things on a regular basis, the 4 or 5 presentations a year, and often including someone from out of town that we don't normally get to hear.
Right. We just brought in Fred Wesley in March. He used to be the trombonist with James Brown. So that was quite a fun event.
Well, Amanda, as a relatively new member of the St. Louis Symphony, someone's just tenured, do you have any special goals or things you're looking forward to ahead?
I want to go to see a Cardinals game.
You haven't done that in 2 years?
No, actually I have, but I'm just excited the season started again here, home games. So,
Jerry, one thing I just want to ask you about before we go out. I understand that you've really, I guess you all have, had a wide range of experience, but, you know, you've played trombone in marching bands. You've played at Chinese funerals, from what I've heard.
Right.
And what's this about a disco trombone?
Well, sure. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about trombone is it's very flexible and can play in all kinds of genres. When I first started out after college, I was playing in a band, and this would be late 70s, early 80s. And we played whatever what was on the radio. We played Donna Summer tunes. We played I Will Survive. And you learn how to shake a tambourine. But, you know what? I was playing trombone and making some money, and it was fun. I got to travel, too. So.
Well, now, I've heard everything. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking to you all.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't we go out with the More Your Work? This is the Trombones of the St. Louis Symphony. What would you like to close
with? Yeah, let's hear the third of the three preludes of George Gershwin.
That was the third of Gershwin's three preludes as arranged for trombone quartet by Tim Myers. The Trombones of the St. Louis Symphony will perform a concert including 2 world premieres and a new arrangement of Radiohead's Everything in Its Right Place, Tuesday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sheldon Concert Hall. More details are available on our website at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.